soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on November 4th, 2015. Today I'm going to talk about Super God. Super God! That's right, I'm talking about the Lord, the God, the living Father, the loving God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son. And ladies and gentlemen, everything is created by God Almighty. You can read about it in the book of beginnings, Genesis. And he's created everything, and he's clearly known. Whether you look up into the stars or you look with a microscope into the minute aspects of his creation and the order and the absolutely amazing things that he's created. And it's so sad to say that man denies the Lord, because he's a loving God, full of mercy and kindness and grace. Absolute truth. He cannot lie. Impossible. How many people do you know like that? Ladies and gentlemen, everything that we truly need is from him. And he is not stingy. And he has people's best in mind. And that's why he takes us through a journey in this world, and it can be a refining pot, or it can be a hammer and chisel, depending upon our attitude and our life and our response to the Lord. And many are called, but few are chosen. And I'm talking about Super God, because he's mighty and wonderful, and it's on my heart to exalt him today. It's just really quite pathetic how men speak of Superman. Superman. And they have their heroes, their superheroes. You know, men or women that have to eat a certain substance or wear a certain cape or a mask to perform great feats. But the Lord is who he is. He is, he shall be. He actually told Moses, "I am that I am." In fact, God, his name, is unpronounceable. Did you know that? There's a lot of people that attribute a name to God, but his name in English I will describe as YHWH. It's all consonants. We don't know the vowels. And people, in folly, try to attribute a name, this pronunciation, that pronunciation. It becomes a division and a divisiveness and a schism. When really, when we see Jesus himself, who knew his Father, knows his Father, proceeded from his Father, calls him Father, Living Father, Holy Father, Abba Father. So did Paul, the Apostle. Paul, an Apostle of Jesus Christ, said that God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our heart where we cry, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy. So God, ladies and gentlemen, is wonderful. Look up into the stars of heaven that his own fingers have made. And look into the earth or even with a microscope. Whether you look up or down or left or right or high or low, God is clearly known by the things he created. And how did he do that? He spoke. He commanded and it stood fast. One day I was walking through the parking lot of the library here in Bozeman, Montana, and I saw a Buddhist monk. And I greeted him, and he said, hello. And I said, I've heard your religion is very ethical. You know, you have your principles of ethics, doing right. And he said, yes. And I said, but what do you do about sin? He looked at me. He didn't have an answer. I said, the only means to be forgiven for sinning or doing wrong, God has provided through his only begotten Son, and his name was Jesus. He shed his blood for the sins of the world. That the blood, which had the life, was holy and righteous because Jesus never sinned and he bore the sins of the world upon himself. And thus redeemed man, those that have repentance and faith in Jesus, they are justified by faith, forgiven. And by faith, they're made righteous. This super God, super powerful, impossible for him to lie, absolutely truthful, mighty, strong, wise, good, kind, gentle, long-suffering. These are the things that this super God, these are attributes of his personality. Put your faith in him. Trust in him. Come unto him. Call upon him. This super amazing, wonderful God that hides himself from the wise and the prudent. And he's not to be found by hypocrites or sinners that despise him. But he's found of those that seek him with their whole heart. And he is near to those that call upon him in truth. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. Not to keep you in sin, not to send you to hell, but to save you. This is why. Because God so loved the world. This is John 3:16. Most people have heard this. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. That's great, ladies and gentlemen. That's a super God. Unlike any God. There's no one like him. There's nothing that compares to him. There shall neither be any other God. And this is clearly made known through the scriptures, through the prophets that have known his voice. God has said, I am the Lord. There is no other God. Did you know that God spans the universe, the heavens, and it's his throne? And he cannot contain his glory, his majesty, the weight of his emanation, of his awesomeness is uncontainable. Call upon him. Delight in him. He knows the end from the beginning. And he has called men to walk with him. And he has delight to shape them, to mold them into the image of his dear son, Jesus. It is not enough for man to stay as we are in our depraved manners of selfishness, sinfulness, and the state of death and foolishness. God has sent his son Jesus to redeem us. He is the Lord of all. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he is over a body of people. In fact, we are brought into him by faith and repentance, by crucifying the flesh, which is a nature, it's a manner of life that is actually devoted to death. Because he that sins is dead. But he that comes unto the Lord and believes on him and is buried with him in baptism into death, has put on Jesus Christ, is also raised with him by the Spirit of God and can walk in newness of life. This is the glory of the Father that comes upon us. We are sons of God, sons of light, and we are walking in this crooked and perverse world, holding forth the Word of God because these days are numbered. Like sands in the hourglass, grains passing. Not many sands left in the hourglass of time. But God is perfecting his people. And as is spoken in Daniel chapter 12, God will purify his people, refine them with fire, molding us into the image of Jesus Christ. And we're not of this world. We're not of this order, this cosmos. This is a super God. Look to God, not to man. Look to the God, not to a God who is not a God, who has no power, who cannot save. the God. There's people that have done such wickedness, gross sins. They were ignorant. They were under influence of spirits or drugs or alcohol or anger or bitterness or hurt. And they've done things before God, being rash, being foolish, disobedient. But this super God, the God, is rich in mercy. And if you'll call upon the name of the Lord, put your faith on Jesus, this honors the Lord. This is his gift. We're saved by a gift of God. We're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest we should boast. We have nothing to boast. We have nothing to be arrogant about. This is God's doing. It is wonderful in our eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, I boast in the Lord today. I exalt him. I bless him. I share with you the Lord, the super God. In recent days, I've been shared a documentary by a man named Paul Gotchi. And it's called Back to Eden. And there's a documentary. And what is it about? It's about God's creation. It's about tilling the ground, the land, and produce for nutrients. And it's unless you can hear with your heart what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's the message of the Lord, how God created everything. He created man, and he created food for man to be receive nutrients, to have health and life and a strong immune system and strength and muscles and bones and all the things that food was, and even enjoyment and taste. Well, this message called Back to Eden is amazing. And the man of God shares richly the scriptures and he seeks the Lord. And I heard him say in his own voice, he said he didn't realize how God could speak like this. But he hears the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most key messages in these days, is you've got to hear the Lord. Don't you want to hear the Lord? See, if you don't want to hear the Lord, you're not going to hear the Lord. Most likely. But you can delight in the Lord. He can be your God. You can follow his son Jesus as your Lord and Master. And he said, come unto me. Take my yoke upon you. He said, I'm meek and lowly of heart. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. And this is what Paul in Back to Eden documentary is showing, that the way of the Lord and the creation of the Lord has an order and it's a blessing. And through the seed, and as it germinates and goes through the process of the bud, the ear, and the full corn, and the sun and the rain, and he has learned to layer and let the compost of nature, as it decays, it provides the nutrients and enriches the soil for the seeds to produce. And it has abundance from the Lord, the super God. And the taste of the food is living, and it's sweet and full of water, and it liquefies and gives hydration to those that eat it. He asked the Lord, this is Paul's testimony in this presentation of Back to Eden, he asked the Lord about pests. What's the idea about pests? And the Lord said to him that the pests were to destroy the weak and stressed plants, the ones that didn't have water. And it's true. I've been listening to these audios, these videos, for hours just over the last few days, and I'm hearing the Lord speak to me. Everything's a parable. Everything's parallel. The spiritual, the natural, in your spiritual life, your business life, it's all spiritual. And the Lord is to be heard, and he's to be sought. And if you'll ask him, he'll answer, and it's all by faith. God is showing how to do this system of planting like the Garden of Eden, where abundance and nutrient and wonder and taste and all these things, and it's an easy process. in the back to Eden, they're doing this gardening and they don't till the ground. That's right. They do not till the ground. They don't water the ground. How did they do that? They don't mix. They don't till the soil. They layer it with compost. They plant it by scratching the top of the soil. They plant their seeds and put wood chips over it. The wood chips draw the moisture and release moisture to the ground and protect it from dehydration from the sun. And God sends the rain. And he causes harvest and the process of growth. Why is this important? We're in the last days. And as a snare shall it come upon all them on the face of the whole earth, Jesus said. And for the elect's sake, the Father has cut short the days, because if he hadn't, there'd be no flesh alive. What do we know about the last days? Perilous times. Times of deception, delusion, disobedience to the Lord, hardened hearts, with men's minds going corrupt, with men not even being able to think. And because of the sin increases, the love of many grows cold, with people being very callous, to where we allow and tolerate, and even governments like the United States of America funds unplanned America, unplanned parented, which kills unborn babies, even to the point of slicing through their skull to extract the brain to sell body parts. Ladies and gentlemen, that is repugnant. This is the United States of America. Arrogant, full of food, full of Pepsi and Coke, full of disease products that are causing heart disease, obesity, laziness, foolishness, with the media that goes on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go back to the garden. Sow in your field, but don't sow among the thorns. Break up your fallow ground. Follow the Lord. Listen to the Lord. He's a super God, and he's going to speak to you in the garden. Connect to the Lord. Abide in the Lord. Do what he says, and this is where you're going to find fruit, life, and life more abundantly. I marvel at this wonderful thing, because what do we know about these last days? Tyranny, oppression, wars, unprecedented, nation against nation, ethnic clash, men rising up even against their own parents, and parents against their children, and even siblings against one another, and even Christians betraying, giving up their faith and betraying other followers of Jesus Christ. Every man for himself in the earth, ladies and gentlemen. You better know the Lord. You better know where he wants you to live, what he wants you to do. You need to have faith, strong faith in the Lord. And the Lord is releasing this message about the gardening, because you're going to need a strong, healthy body and mind and spirit to endure these days. And what is it that God's looking for? According to James 5, he's looking for a harvest. The harvest of souls. Not the garden, but spiritual harvest. Lord's speaking to us to remove the tares and the weeds and the pests, and to drink from the waters of God, to desire the waters from the Lord, to drink of his water, because out of us will spring a water into everlasting life, and we'll never thirst again. This is what the Lord is speaking. So I thank the Lord for this message of back to Eden, where a man like us, you and me, can hear the Lord, and he delights to show us his way, and his secret is with the righteous.
To the Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com.
To the Point Report with Trevor Davis on November 4th, 2015, Wednesday. Lots of stories today, headlines. ISIS is said to have planted a bomb on the plane. A Russian airliner crashed. First on CNN, U.S. officials believe that ISIS planted bomb on Russian plane. The article states, latest U.S. intelligence suggests that the crash of Russian passenger jet in the Sinai over the weekend was most likely caused by a bomb on the plane planted by ISIS or an ISIS affiliate, according to a U.S. official familiar with the matter. But the officials stress a formal conclusion has not been reached by the U.S. intelligence community. There is a definite feeling it was an explosive device planted in luggage or somewhere on the plane, the official, who is familiar with the latest U.S. intelligence analysis of the crash, told CNN. Other U.S. officials told also CNN that the analysis is pointing towards the cause being a bomb. Based on the same intelligence, the U.S. believed is the U.S. or an ISIS-affiliated group is responsible for the attack, the officials said. And I recall reading a story that satellite images showed a heat plume coming from the plane. Here on To The Point Report, we've been watching a lot on artificial intelligence, with both with scientists writing papers urging that the military do not use robots for military uses. We've also heard reports of robots arguing and being in disagreement with its makers and having a form of their own intelligence. Also, we've read predictions that within 50 years, it'll be commonplace that men will be having sex with robots. Here's a story from the Mirror. Dozens of people mistake robot for a real woman, and they think she's, quote, sexy, attractive, alluring, desirable. Okay? Viewers are in awe of how lifelike the robot appears and have even claimed to find her attractive. A robot has been created that is so lifelike it fooled one in two people into thinking it was a real human. But not only has the lifelike device been mistaken for a real person, she's also been deemed sexy by those who have seen her. Named Actroid F, the fifth 6 foot 6 inch machine looks like a human being, blinks, responds to eye contact, and recognizes body language. Robots are being built that look more and more convincing, so researcher Dr. David Silvera Talwill wanted to find out if Geminoid F can be told apart from the actual person. Where are we going, ladies and gentlemen? Violence has been increasing, nation against nation, ethnos against ethnos. Big deal all across the United States of America, all across Europe. Have to have eyes and special, just be alert to it. Gun sales set record for 6 months in a row. Summer of the gun continues in the fall, states. Published today, November 4th, on Free Beacon. The Federal Bureau of Investigation processed a record number of background checks in the month of October, indicating that gun sales were at an all-time high for the 6 months in a row. The FBI's National Instant Background Check System processed almost 2 million firearms-related checks in October. That is a 373,290 increase in checks over last year and a new record for the month. It also makes October the sixth consecutive month to see a record number of checks. Since every purchase of a new gun in the United States requires a background check, the metric is considered a reliable proxy for how many overall gun sales there have been, even though the number does not represent a one-to-one calculation for gun sales. Remember, there is a United Nations World Government agenda to remove guns, even though the foundation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the United States of America was to protect the people from tyrannical government. And this is why they issued the law as the foundation that everyone has the right to bear arms and it shall not be infringed, but it is being infringed. Hillary Clinton, we've been talking about Hillary Clinton running for the office of the presidency of the United States of America, which is also known as the president of the world, violating federal law in her security with her emails on a private server, and the servers have been professionally erased under investigation. Yet, this story from redstate.com. Hillary Clinton is, quote, too big to jail. Another Friday has passed, and it was more of the Hillary Clinton's emails, at latest nearly 700 of her emails that were stored on a private, unsecured server, contained information of various levels of classification. At least two of those emails have been identified as originating with the data from a KH series photo reconnaissance satellite and had the classification of top secret and required handling with a sensitive compartmented information facility. Those special declaration there. The FBI's counterintelligence division is now engaged in an investigation, and FBI Director James Comey has vowed to follow the case wherever the evidence leads. But is that true, it states. Listen, attorneys who have handled classified information cases say the Bureau initially asked to examine whether Clinton's arrangement compromised national security secrets. Ultimately, we'll have to consider whether she and her aides failed to sufficiently safeguard sensitive information. They disagreed about whether there's enough evidence to prosecute her or her aides for sending and receiving government messages over the personal email system, routed through a private computer server in the basement of her New York home. But most who spoke to McClatchy says it's unlikely the former First Lady, Senator, and Cabinet Secretary will face charges because of her high profile and hurdle to prove she knew the emails contained classified information when she sent them to others. She's too big to jail, quote, said National Security Attorney Edward McMahon Jr., who represented former CIA employee Jeffrey Sterling in a 2011 in a leak case that led to an espionage prosecution and 3.5-year prison term. He cited a pattern of light punishments for top government officials who have mishandled classified information, while lower-level whistleblowers such as Sterling have faced harsh prosecutions for revealing sensitive information to expose waste, fraud, or abuse in government. Some of the stories on our headlines today. Of course, the Dow Jones has been strongly bouncing out of its historic drop in world history on August 24, 2015, a Monday, dropping over 1,000 points. Already had on August 11th preceded breaking through the 200-day moving average. These are technical facts that the stock market has fallen through key markers, though it's bouncing. We've discussed, so the public would know, that shorting, which is selling on the high, buying after it drops, is just the reverse of buying low, selling high. And this is what smart money does. Dow Jones Industrial Average shows a strong development within a rising trend channel. If you draw a line across the tops and the lows, you see a channel upward. A further positive development is indicated, this indicator says. And there's support against the floor of the trend channel. The index is approaching the resistance at points 18,100 for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which may give a negative reaction. The relative strength indicator, known as an RSI, is overbought. The index can still rise further, and we should see a decreasing RSI before this is used as a negative signal. The index is overall assessed as technically slightly negative for the short term. Ladies and gentlemen, over 1,000 points, historic drop. What will the next drop be? And if you've ever tried to get out of the stock market and you're not highly connected and sophisticated where you can go in and out in microseconds, it's a very stressful situation. Protect your capital. Don't be greedy. Take your profits. Look for wise investment. Protect your profits. And this is Trevor Davis signing out for this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot to think about. Be silent, be quiet, be listening. Make your decisions based on sound wisdom and counsel. Go to RealtyReportNetwork.com for more information.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com. With Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.